From Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way, verse 18. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Joseph was given the message from Mary that she was with child. And what was he to think? The woman that was betrothed to him. They had not yet left their families and come together and had the wedding ceremony and began their life together. And now she is pregnant. He could have had her subject to public disgrace, but not wanting to do that because of his love and compassion, he was going to divorce her quietly. But then the angel showed up, and that changed everything. Told him the same thing that the angel had told Mary. You are to give him the name Yeshua, Jesus, the rescuer. But Matthew also quotes prophecy out of Isaiah. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Here in the original prophecy in Isaiah to King of Judah, it was a promise that I will be with you. He was afraid for their lives. They were surrounded by the enemies. But the prophecy at that time to the king was this: a young woman who is not yet pregnant will become pregnant. She will give birth. The child will be raised to the point which this child can identify right and wrong, knows right from wrong, and will choose sometimes to do wrong. And the message to the king was this: by the time that this takes, probably 3-4 years, in the next 3 or 4 years, you will be delivered from your enemies. They will be gone, and I will be with you. It's the same message that God gave throughout history to Moses. Moses, who was called to go to Pharaoh and lead his people out of Egypt. Moses said, I can't do that. I'm not a public speaker. I'm not a great leader. And God says, what do you have? And he says, all I have is a staff. He says, with your obedience and what you have, I will be with you and we can do this. He led the people out of Egypt. God was with him. They wandered in the wilderness 40 years because of their disobedience. Then Joshua took over. And Joshua, how can I lead this multitude of people? How can I lead them into the promised land? And God said, Joshua, you can do this. I will be with you. He told the disciples before he ascended into heaven, I want you to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all things. Then the disciples were probably thinking, how can we go to the crowd, the multitude that just crucified you? How can we go to the whole world? And Jesus said, I will be with you always. In 2013, in May, I shared this story. That December 2013, it was still fresh. I still remember the images. Harrison O'Keefe, 29 years old, was working on a tugboat off the coast of Nigeria. There were 3 or 4 tugboats directing an oil tanker when somebody made a mistake. And this tugboat that Harrison was on had a crew of 12 capsized, and then it sank to the bottom of the ocean 100 feet deep. Harrison survived 3 days. He was the only one who survived. He was trapped in a cabin. There was an air pocket, and he had a can of Coke. And for 3 days in the darkness, knowing he was going to run out of air, he hoped. He hoped for rescue. And on the third day, divers went in planning for a recovery mission, not a rescue mission. And he saw the light from one of the divers. And when that diver got close enough that he could reach through the narrow opening of the door, he grabbed hold of the diver, which I'm sure was pretty startling for the diver. And he held on for dear life to make sure that they knew he was there. He says in those 3 days he could hear sea creatures going in and out. In those 3 days of darkness, being in the water, breathing in that small pocket, he didn't know if he was going to live. But when the diver showed up, oh boy, it changed everything. And that's what God did for us. That's what the Christmas story is. There may be times when you feel like you're trapped and the walls are closing in and you can't hardly breathe. There may be days when it just seems dark and cold. Remember Christmas, the Christ who came to be with you always to the very end of the age. That when we turn from sin, confess Jesus as Lord, when we are buried in a watery grave of baptism, God makes his home in us. God who spoke the stars in place, spoke the universe into place, made everything, is with you. No matter how dark it feels, no matter how closed in the walls feel, no matter how hard it is, hold on to this promise. You are not alone when you are in Christ. We're not going to sing an invitation hymn. Alyssa is going to come and sing. This will be the invitation hymn. Maybe it's for you to step out and say, I've been living my life on my own, but it's time that I live it not on my own any longer. That I surrender to the Savior and know He is with me. Or maybe life is so hard right now. Darkness seems all around, no matter what you're facing. We'd love to pray for you. You can step out and say, I need prayer. This is an invitation song, but it's also a powerful message to all of us. At Christmas, Emmanuel, God is with us.